Let the boy decide, the leader of the Lomen said at last. His living branch of a finger caressed the back of Bobby's neck again. He loves you so much, Teddy. You're his Tika, aren't you? That means Destiny's friend, Bobby, oh. Isn't that what this old smoky-smelling teddy bear is to you? Your Destiny's friend? Bobby said nothing, only pressed his cold, throbbing face against Ted's shirt. He now repented coming here with all his heart. Would have stayed home hiding under his bed if he had known the truth of the lawmen, but yes, he supposed Ted was his Tika. He didn't know about stuff like Destiny. He was only a kid, but Ted was his friend. Guys like us, Bobby thought miserably, guys like us.
So, how do you feel now
that you see us? The low man asked. Would you like to come with us so you can be close to good old Ted? Perhaps see him on the odd weekend? Discuss literature with your dear old Tika? Learn to eat what we eat and drink what we drink?
The awful fingers again caressing. The buzzing in Bobby's head increased. The black specks fattened. And now they looked like fingers, beckoning fingers.
We eat it hot, Bobby, the low man whispered. And drink it hot as well. Hot and sweet. Hot and sweet.
Stop it, Ted snapped.
Or would you rather stay with your mother?
The crooning voice went on, ignoring Ted.
Surely not. Not a boy of your principles. Not a boy who has discovered the joys of friendship and literature. Surely you'll come with this wheezy old Kamai, won't you? Or will you? Decide, Bobby. Do it now. And knowing that what you decide is what will bide. Now and forever.